the second.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. We thank you for being joining us this morning. This is Minister Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we greet each and every one of you to the Master's Call. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Father, that you have given us this day. You're great, and you're greatly to be praised. We honor, we glorify, and we magnify your holy and righteous name. We say, Abba, Father, we can come before you and sit at your feet and say, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. So, Father, this day we're asking that you continue to keep your people, Lord God, strengthen them and let them know, Father, that you are there with them. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your divine intervention in any situation that we encounter, oh God. We thank you, Father, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon who started this call. We ask that you continue to strengthen them, Lord God, and be with them, Lord God, and just show yourself mighty in their lives, oh God. We thank you for the caller, for the speaker who's going to come forth with a mighty message from you this morning, oh Father. And we glorify you because we know that without a shadow of a doubt, that you are more than able to supply the needs that we need, Lord God. All of us are going to receive the word, especially on a personal basis, that you have for each and every one of us. And we thank you for the anointing that you placed on this woman, a man of God, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you're going to keep him and that you're going to show us mighty things through this message this morning. We come against every force that may exalt itself against the wisdom and knowledge of God. Continue to bless Artists International and all those that are a part of it, Father. We thank you, we glorify you, and we honor you for all the blessings to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, we thank God for each and every one of you, and we look forward to another blessing here on the Master's Call. I'm calling for our host. Host, are you there? Well, praise God, praise God. We're going to continue on again. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. And we are so thankful. If this is your first time here on the Master's Call, which we call our telecommunication sanctuary, if this is your first time, this call has been going on since October 2010. And we have two wonderful women of God who started this call back then, and they are Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our Mother Eagle. Now, we also have a scripture that we're standing on, and it is Psalms 88:13. It says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now, we also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So, with that being said, we want to tell you we have a website that you can go to. It is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And all messages have been archived on that site as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, this is what I'm thrilled about, and it is our theme. The theme you will see is in 2016, through me, through all of us, God's glory is being seen. Now, if you feel led to be a part of this great ministry and as a greeter or a host, or you may even have a word from on high, we want to hear that word that God has put in your belly. You can send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And also, you might have a prayer request and praise reports. You can also send those to info@themasterscall.net. Now, today is Friday, so guess what? You'll be able to verbally give us your prayer requests and praise reports, and we will definitely be praying with you in those areas. Now, most of us are knitted together from this phenomenal company called Artists International, and it was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. We're under the umbrella of Artists life. And we're so excited about the great and new things that are taking place. We just ended our month yesterday, and we're starting to hear a new season, a new quarter, a new month. And we're going forth with what God has for us. We have the 72-hour weight loss system. We have the Sweet Balance coffee for diabetics. We got so many great, wonderful products to help people with their health, and I'm excited about it. Now, we are also getting ready to go to Houston, Texas, June 10th and 11th, and we're so thankful that this event is going to take place. We're going to get together. We're going to come together, learn together, love together, and even play a little bit together, okay, because we're coming together as family, and we definitely want you in the place with us. Now, we're in the midst of getting over 5,000 new distributors in the midst of our company, and we have a call that you can go to and even share with others about who this company is and what we do. That number is 641-715-3900, 641-715-3900. The PIN is 904434#, 904434#. Well, we also have the new morning motivational call, which is a Monday through Friday right after this call. And it was originated by our very own Platinum President, Dorothy Cook. We call her our godmother. And she's passed it on to a team of great leaders that are giving great information each time we come together. And today is Friday, so we're looking forward to great information. That number is 641-715-3865. Again, 641-715-3865. The PIN, 539-598#. Well, it's time for a word from on high, and I know you're excited as well as I am to listen to what God has in store for us. And here we have a young man. I tell you, he is a powerful, bold believer. That's what I call him, a bold believer. And he is none other than Minister Lance Waterman, who is a super fantastic man of God. He says, make a decision, move now. That's his mantra, and I so love it. He always allow God to use him in such a profound way because he is a certified life coach. He's a professional coach. He's a health and wellness coach. He's a business coach. Whatever type coach you need, he is that. He's committed to helping individuals transform their mind, body, and spirit by creating and accomplishing powerful goals and developing a life plan. Now, he has a flagship coaching program, Prepare for Success Now and Defeating Procrastination. I love it. Coach LA is who we call him. He inspires and empowers individuals each and every day. Now, as a coach, leader, and visionary, Lance works with leaders and managers that are being pressured to squeeze more results out of their team and shows them how to use personal coaching techniques with their team so they can double their productivity and profitability. That's awesome. Now, he launched Speak Ministry in June 2012 to empower individuals. Coach LA is very passionate and committed to doing the work of God. He loves working with people who want to make big changes in their lives. Now, after attending a coach event, you are sure to be motivated and inspired to make a decision and move now. I'm telling you, his bio goes on and on because he's such a man of God who comes with a profound message. And this message we want to hear this day. I'm going to introduce to some because he has a wonderful wife there with him and Lori in Florida. And I thank God for the both of them. I'm introduced to some and present to others none other than Coach L.A., Minister Lance Waterman. God bless you, man of God. Are you there?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, man of God.
Praise
loud and
God.
Clear. Take it away.
Thank you. Thank you for seating and hosting. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, for the opportunity. And thank you, family, for giving me this this opportunity to speak a word. This morning I want to talk briefly about when God restores, when God restores, amen. And the definition of how God restores is you know, the Webb Dictionary says something that has been brought back to an earlier and usually better condition. And it's about taking a mess, what is broken, destroyed, or junk, and making it useful again. And I think back to this definition, and when I got married in 1999, and we're going to be celebrating 17 years, but the first few years was devastating for my wife and I. Why? Because I was carrying on an adulterous affair. That's right. I was carrying on an adulterous affair for our beginning years, and it was broken. There was no crazy glue to hold that marriage together. There was no magical screws that to hold that marriage together. No, nothing would work. So I had to really, I had one foot in the door, one foot out the door, backsliding, going down a mountain really quick. Until God says, enough is enough. I'm going to send you guys out of Jersey into Virginia. This was the beginning of restoring my marriage. It was the beginning of restoring my marriage. So we talk about when God restores what the locust has eaten. See, God said, he made a promise to me. He said, Lance, he says, I will restore, well, I will repay you for the years that the locusts have eaten, the great locusts and the young locusts, the other locusts and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you. That's taken from Joel 2:29. God restored my marriage, and he is continuing to restore the marriage. I had to go back and apologize to the relationships that I've had outside of marriage and apologize and ask for forgiveness as part of the process. See, the danger is that we lose sight of this throwaway society. We're living in a throwaway society. See, few things are made to last in society. So we throw away and we get new. That's our mentality. Few things are repaired. So, you know, if they're cheaper and we get the new ones. See, this is a throwaway society, and then we're starting to adapt our relationships to this type of society where if it ain't working, we get a new one. Well, marriage is not like that. See, I had to really depend on God to help restore the marriage. I made some vows, to death do us apart. So what am I really talking about? There are seasons in our lives that involve times of famine and times of restoration. I want to say that again. As a believer, you have to understand that there are seasons in our lives that involve times of famine and times of restoration. You see, my marriage have taken a few hits of seasons of famine and seasons of restoration because God had to remind me, amen, God had to remind me that my marriage wasn't perfect. Come on now, come on, somebody say amen. My marriage was not perfect. Solomon tells us that he has made everything beautiful in its time and that there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the sun. You can look that up in Ecclesiastes 3:1-11. God brings about both the good and the bad. We're talking about seasons, y'all. The seasons of famine have a divine purpose in our lives. See, nobody ever wants to go through something bad, especially if it takes long, because we say, Lord, you know, lift this thing from me. I want to experience all the good. See, God is not an ATM bank. So there are seasons where your marriage is going to be tested and tried. Y'all got to understand this. They accomplish things that only hard places can accomplish. See, when things happen, we don't want to go through the test and trial. We want to go through all the good and all the prosperous things. But God is saying there's going to be a season, yes, sir, there's going to be a season that you're going to have to go through, Minister Lance, to prove that you can go through this thing, because it ain't going to always be right. It ain't going to always look and feel right. But there's a time when those hard places, there's going to be some hard places, that's right, these hard places that's going to help you accomplish the things that man can't help you accomplish. I look back to 1999 to where I am today. God is allowing my wife and I to launch the Life and Marriage Global Network. I didn't say ministry. I didn't say network. I said global network. We're going to be going from city to state, pillar to post, countries, to talk about marriages, Christian marriages, how we can restore them, how we can help marriages go from good to bad, help men marriages that are broken, people who are contemplating divorce, those marriages are going to be saved. So y'all don't understand. What God did for me back then in 1999, he has set me up for such a time as this, to go out and go to Judea, go to Samaria, and make disciples through my marriages. See, y'all don't understand. Y'all didn't get that. But there's going to be a time of hard places in your life. You got to understand that. Artists International is not the end-all. Even in artists, you're going to start experiencing some bad and hard times. But fear not, my brothers and sisters. This is going to help you get stronger in the long run. God did this with the nation of Israel after a season of famine and devastation. We all got to go through some hard times. Oh, be glad, O people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God. He has given you the autumn rains in righteousness. He sends you abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains as before. The threshing floors will be filled with grain. Vats will overflow with new wine and oil. Yes, we want to experience these things. See, the Bible says that, see, I am doing a new thing for you, Dr. Vanessa. Now it springs up. That's right, Gloria Tate. Do you not see it or perceive it, Minister Brenda? I am making a way in the wilderness, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and it springs in the wasteland. Isaiah 43 is depicting what God is doing for you. Do you not see it? See, God is a restorer of our souls. He said he will restore what the locust has eaten, the great locust and the young locust and other locusts and the locust swarm. He said, my great army I have sent among you. We can't walk this walk alone. Some of you are going through some famine seasons now, and you don't understand it. But God specifically pointed this thing out. He said, there's going to be a season of famine. There's going to be a season of famine. The seasons of famine have a divine purpose in our lives. Let's stop looking at the situation and circumstance and look at the Creator and say, God, if it's your will, let your will be done. Let it be done. When I go through something, God always reminded me, he says, Lance, my grace is sufficient for you. I stop asking God to take the thorn out of my side because it's not comfortable at times, but it's a reminder of where I was and what I've come through. But God always seems to promise me. He says, man, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. So what are you going through right now that doesn't feel good? It doesn't feel good. It doesn't look right. And oftentimes I've said this. Perhaps you're going through some trials and tribulation. And James chapter 1, it tells you, consider it pure joy. Almost virtually impossible to consider any trial, any test, joy. But he says because the suffering, it will produce perseverance. God is a restorer. He restores the happiness. He restores the goodness, the great. He restores your finances. He restores. But you got to understand, you have to go through something to get through something. Oftentimes we think about the microwave syndrome. We want everything fast in 3 minutes. We want to be able to ask God, Lord, I want this, and bam, it's there. It's not going to happen. And when you're in a marriage, it looks like it edifies it, or it gets it bigger. What am I talking about? What am I talking? Coach, what are you talking about? God wants each of us to know that there is a time when he will restore in order to demonstrate his gracious hand in our lives. I'm going to say that again. God wants each one of us to know that there is a time when he will restore. He will restore in order to demonstrate his gracious hand in our lives. We got to allow God to do it. We got to take our hands off the situation. We can't fix it. We'll only mess it up. We think we could help him fix it. God doesn't need our help. He is our loving Father who tenderly guides his children through the difficult places. We know the scripture, yea, thou walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That valley is deep in our lives, y'all. Some of us are going through some valleys. Some of us are going, and the sun is not shining. It looks dim right now and dim. It don't feel good. But he reminds us, he is our Abba Father. His children, through the difficult places, will experience God's goodness and his grace and his mercy and the peace that surpasses all understanding. Because he reminds us that you should not lean on your own understanding. It's not about Minister Lance. I didn't have a clue back in 99 what he's going to do for me in 2016, launching a global network that's going to affect the lives of those who are married, those who are contemplating divorce, those who marriage are that's on the bleed, people who are thinking about going to the divorce court. But God is saying, Lance, I have a mission for you and Lori. See, everything that y'all went through, it wasn't just for nothing. I'm going to use your story for my glory. And I thank God. I thank God for mentors and marriage mentors like Dr. P.K. Robert, who has adopted me as her son. I thank God for Dr. Vanessa. I thank God for Pastor Lee Armstrong and Denise Armstrong, who helped to nurture. And we became mature in this thing, because it is a constant reminder when I talk to marriage, a young man and a young woman, and they're going through something, and it reminds us of what we had to go through. So the things that we had to go through helped prepare us for such a time as this. I want to remind you, family, God is a restorer. God is a restorer. Man can't restore anything. Man can only offer you a part-time solution to a huge problem. He can give you a Band-Aid for a gashing wound. Okay? He can give you a quick fix. There's no crazy glue, no gorilla glue that's going to hold that marriage together. There ain't a screw in this world that you could put there that's going to keep it from coming apart. We got to ultimately turn to our Father. He is our loving Father who guides us through the difficult places. If God has taken you through a time of leanness, know that he is a restorer of that which the locusts have eaten. Wait patiently, my friends, for him to bring this about in your life. He will do it. He can do it. He wants to do it. He wants to take your mess and make it his best. He wants to take what is broken and he wants to fix it. He wants to take what was once destroyed or junk and he wants to make it useful and beautiful. He wants to reverse that condition and make it better. Will you allow God to make it better? He wants to make things to last. He doesn't want to throw you away. He wants to repair the broken heart. He wants to cultivate his best. So don't lose sight of God's restoration. Remember, he said in his word, in Isaiah 43 and 13, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Minister Lance, do you not see it? Do you not perceive it? Minister Lance, I am making a new way in the wilderness for you and Lori, and it streams in the wasteland. Thank you, TMC family. Minister Brenda Terrell, back to you.
Praise God. Thank you, man of God, for that powerful, powerful word
thank
this
you.
Morning when God restores. And I will be asking you to close us out with a benediction after these
Amen.
Few announcements and word of prayer. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. You make us to lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside the still waters. You restore our souls. You lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because you're with us. Your rod and your staff comforts us. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint our heads with oil. Our cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life because we will dwell in your house forever. We thank you, Father, for this man of God who have given us this profound message, Lord, to remind us that you are the restorer. And, Lord, we lean and we cast every care upon you because you care for us. So we ask that you continue to bless this man of God. Pour back the virtues of blessings. Keep him in perfect peace, him and his wife, Lord God, as their minds are stayed on you. And we thank you, Father, for blessing him 1,000 times over, Lord God, like never before. Because, Lord God, he's given us what you have given him. And, Lord, we receive what you have for us. And we will go forth as being doers of your word and not hearers only. We know that the sufferings of this world can be compared to the glory that will be instilled in each and every one of us. We ask that you continue to bless Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa in such a special way. Bless the artist family. Bless this family, the TMC family, in such a miraculous way, Lord God. Keep them, Father, through this weekend like never before. And we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor for all that you're doing this day and forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Well, TMC family, you got all weekend to hear this message again. Share it with somebody and let them know that God restores. That number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. And remember, after this call, we're going over to the new morning motivational call, and it's 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. But before we go over there, we got the second half of this call where we will be taking your prayer requests and your praise reports, and we're going to pray with you in the midst of any given situation. Now, remember that we do have the overview call, and it's 641-715-3900-9044-34-POUND. Well, we love you, TMC family. You have a wonderful weekend, and the next voice after Minister Lance will be that of our very own Miss, we call her our Mother Eagle, and that's none other than Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon. Praise God. Well, Minister Lance, we thank you again for that powerful, powerful message. Would you please close us out with a benediction?
Amen. The word says in 1 Peter 5 and 10, it says, and after you have suffered a little while, because you're going to have to suffer a little bit, God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. My family, TMC, I pray that God has already begun the restoration process in each and every one of you. Have a like my mother would say, a super fantastic day, and stay accountable. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Praise God, praise God. Now we will hear from our very own mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for your double duty, Prayer General. Minister Brenda, we so appreciate you. And thank you so much, Minister Lance Waterman, Coach L.A. It is exciting to hear the direction that God is giving you and your very lovely wife, Miss Lori. And I tell you, God wastes nothing that happens in our life. I was reminded of my college professor told me that years ago when I got to seminary and had a little attitude because I was like, why did God make me go become an engineer to call me into ministry? Could we take a shortcut? Why did I do all these other things? And he always reminds us nothing is ever wasted. And all the mess we go through, it creates a message. Even the scenic route allows us to have a more better perspective and overall view. So thank you for being transparent, and we will definitely keep you lifted up as you and your wife launch out and do what God has assigned you for this season. Thank you for that word of encouragement. Friday, and we all know on Friday that we, since the beginning of this call, always set aside the time to hear your prayer requests, and we love to hear your praise report. So the queue is now open. You can hit star 6, then 1, and come into the queue. We're glad this morning to have our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who's also on the line this morning, and it is so good to always see her. And I see a lot of new numbers. I see Sister Mitchell down there in Tennessee with Godmother, and I'm sure they had an exciting time. All right, and that's exactly who I'm to the queue. All righty. Good morning, Janice. Welcome to our faithful Friday on the Master's Call.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. This is Janice Mitchell in Message, and I am so excited that we have Godmother and the Master Fitter and Phyllis here with us in Memphis. I have not been with them yet, but of course I am inviting and praying and hoping that my guests will show up tonight. So I want the family to pray that we will have a very successful event and that people will come into the business who need changes in their life as far as their health is concerned and finances, and just pray for the whole meeting and that God's will be done tonight. I'm just excited about it. And by the way, of course, the bar is over. We're praying. We're waiting on results. So all is well there. I'm get a little anxious sometime, but we're good with that. So that's my prayer request today.
All righty. Well, we have been hearing from Godmother and the trip. They will get on the road in a second. And I remember when the Master Fitter, Miss Marie Preston from the north side of town, and Godmother had really built up a great team in Memphis, and I'm excited that we're back refiring and getting it going. So we will definitely miss Jen, you all in prayer tonight. Thank you for calling in. All right, we're going to keep it moving to 7467. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Doctor. This is Camila. How are you this morning?
Fine, and you?
I'm doing well. I can't complain. God is always good. I have a praise report and a prayer request. I'm not sure if some people was on the line when 8 months ago I prayed for my son and said that he was checking into a youth challenge program on one of our Army bases here. And I just want to give my praise report that since then my son has graduated out of that youth challenge program. He is just started his first job this week, and he just also signed up for Augusta Tech College here in Augusta, Georgia. He's doing fairly well. He's having some challenges with getting back into the program of things, but I just want to thank and praise all of you for praying for my son and for allowing me to express the challenges that I was having as a single mother, but God never fails us. So I'm so grateful and so thankful for this motivational prayer line each and every morning. Like I said, sometimes I stray away from the business side of it, but I never lose sight of this prayer line. It has changed my life and blessed my life. So I want to say thank you to that. And my prayer request is that you pray for me to stay focused as a mother, to continue to be by my son's side as he goes through his challenge. He just turned 17 years old. So I just ask for prayers as a mother to continue to let God lead me to try to keep him going, because he doesn't have a consistent man in his life. So, but, you know, but God is all that he will need if there's no one to step forward. So I thank this prayer line, and I love you all.
Thank you so much. That means so much, and I'm glad Dr. PK is on here. When we can help lives, change lives, that is what this call is all about. What is your son's first name?
Artel, A-R-T-E-L.
A-R-T-E-L. Yes, yeah. I do remember very much so, and have often thought about him. I think I mentioned to you when you told us about Teen Challenge, the head of my department at ORU when I got my master's in Christian Ed, helped David Wilkerson start Teen Challenge and helped develop it. Him, two of the professors at ORU, so I know all about Teen Challenge. I heard from them over the years. And I'm going to tell Dr. Mayton of another story of a young man there
That's right.
Who was blessed because they did that over 30 years ago. Amen.
This prayer line is not in vain, so I just pray that you all continue to be obedient and do God's will through this prayer line, and I just thank you again so much.
All righty. You are more than welcome, and we are definitely lifting you up. We are always praying for single-parent moms especially, but for all moms and dads, because raising children, especially in this day and age, is not what it used to be. They have so many more temptations and distractions and any of us, most of us, ever grew up facing. All righty, if there's anyone else in the queue, we'll give it just a few more minutes, and then we'll go to the Lord in prayer. As we heard earlier from Janice, we are praying for Godmother and Miss Marie and Phyllis, and I think TK is with them as they're traveling mercies and for an awesome meeting tonight, and we're praying for traveling mercies for our VP of sales. He'll be headed this weekend over down to H-Town, to Houston, and I'll be with us Monday night. Pray many of you all had a great end of month. I'm walking sideways, was up till almost 2, trying to get the ranks, and was able to achieve some goals, so we praise God for that. If you have not registered while we're waiting on, if anybody else is going to come into the queue, please make sure you can either go to Diamond President Reggie Flanagan's page or to our artist updates page on Facebook and register for our June conference. We are keeping that in prayer that June 10th and 11th is what we've got confirmed so far, that all roads lead to Houston, another time for us to get together to celebrate what God is truly doing in artists. All righty, well, I see no one else in the queue.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. This is our co-founder. We are always honored when we hear her lovely voice. Good morning, Dr. P.K. Roberts from Monticello, Mississippi. Honored to have you on the line this morning.
Good morning, good morning. I thank God for his goodness and his mercy. And as the young lady just finished speaking, I did not get her name.
Camilla?
Camilla, about the importance of this prayer line, I thank God, and I thank God for the word from my son this morning. I'm telling you the truth. My story is not for me. It's to give God's glory, and I'm asking that you all pray for the Roberts family. My brother in love, Raleigh, died and went on yesterday, and the funeral is going to be next Wednesday in Sylvania, Georgia, at the home church. And I tell you the truth, God is God all by himself. And I am preparing my family. Somebody's going. I'm not going to be going, so y'all don't have to pray that she gets sense enough to know that she doesn't need to get on the road. If I could figure out the best mode of transportation, I'd be trying to get there, but I just can't. 10 hours in the car is too much, and the airplane is forbidden right now with double pneumonia. So with that being said, I just ask that you all pray for the Roberts family. He was the glue that really kind of held us together with the help of the Lord. So with that being said, back to you, ma'am.
Thank you so much, and we will definitely keep the Roberts family in prayer. I remember meeting him when I went down to Sylvania, Georgia, to Brother David's homegoing. So we will definitely keep the family lifted up in prayer and your peace during this season and this time. Always so good to hear from our co-founder. Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
Dear the living God, we thank you on this faithful Friday. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your truth that endures from generation to generation. You are our all-wise God, and we are totally leaning and depending on you. Thank you for all that has been said and done this morning. We speak blessings and restoration of virtue to our mouthpiece with the message this morning, Minister Lance Waterman. Thank you for his yielded life to you, and thank you for him taking the time to pour into us. Bless the works of his hand. Bless this project that you've birthed in him. This will be a global blessing, as he has decreed and declared. We lock in agreement with the man of God. We just thank you for every listener on the line who pressed to be a part of what you're doing in the Master's Call, the Artist International family, in the body of Christ. We say thank you, Father God. We say a special thank you and prayer for Miss Janice and the meeting that she has been preparing for there in Memphis. We called it in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We decree this meeting a great success, and that the people come and are blessed. And Father, you've done it before, and you can do it again to stir up and fan the flame there in Memphis to bring the people out, and that they will be encouraged and enlightened and informed of all this great company possessed. We continue to lift up the founding family of this company, that of the living God.
Father, our new leadership that you've transferred to Alejandre and Elvia and the entire family, that they pressed through over 25 years so that we have the opportunity that you've used this company and this tool to knit our hearts, our lives, our destinies together for such a time as this. We just thank you, Father, for traveling mercies for Vice President Clem Boyd. We just thank you for his heart for artists, his gentle giant spirit. And we just thank you for already the great success and enthusiasm that he has brought to the company, his integrity that we just so love and embrace, because he does truly love you. So continue to cover him, Father God. We thank you, Father, for Miss Camellia. Camellia, we just thank you for this beautiful testimony that reminds us why we got started over 5.5 years ago on an October 25th, 2010, not even understanding or knowing all the many lives that would be touched and affected and influenced and blessed by the Master's Call. Thank you that this has been a platform and a place where people can come and be refreshed, revived, restored, encouraged, and hear a word from on high. We thank you for the buffet spread of your word that has been fed into their spirits and souls over the years, and ask you to continue to keep your hand on this company, this call. Thank you for letting it be a blessing to this daughter of Zion. And we are excited to hear the success of her son, Artel, graduating from Teen Challenge program. Thank you for what Teen Challenge stands for, to take these young men out of the women, out of these concrete jungles and hard hearts, and touch them with the love of Christ. That we thank you that Artel belongs to you. And as he's transitioned out, and even at 17 years young, you have a great destiny and a call on his life. So we send the word, the blood hedge of protection around him. Download into him wisdom beyond his years. I thank you for his mother. I give her supernatural insight and wisdom. And Father, her desire for a man figure in her son's life, we call him the God-ordained man influence that you have for him. Father, even now, bring in those men that would influence our tale according to the word and the will of God. And we just thank you that you strengthen her and she sees that she is not in this alone, for you are always with her as that single parent mom. Father, we thank you that we send peace to our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, with the homegoing of Riley. We send a special blessing to the Roberts family, their love for you. And, Lord, you know the many lives that Riley influenced and changed, and as the patriarch of that Roberts family, we just thank you for his life and his legacy. Now be with the family in this season of transition. Give them peace, give them comfort, traveling mercies for whoever will travel. Thank you that it will not be Dr. P.K. Roberts, and that she will continue to rest in her spirit and in her mind, and that the representation for the family will go, and that all is well. All is well, and in days and weeks to come, you continue to be their comforter. You continue to be their strength. You continue to let them laugh and remember the many memories, the little things that Riley would say and do, and the strong personality of the maverick that he was, for your glory, now for the family's good. Now I just give them peace. We speak the shalom, peace of God, and to their hearts. And we just thank you, Father, for all you're doing in us. We thank you for every listener on this line, for the spoken and the unspoken prayer requests. You continue to stir up the gifts of God inside of each and every one of us. Remind us that there's greater works, and we are your eagles. And as we choose to soar higher in you, let your ruah wind, the breath of God, blow as we spread our wings and open up our eyes and soar higher to higher heights you've ordained, and then accomplish even greater works for your kingdom and for our good. So, Daddy God, as we leave this call, but absolutely never separating from your presence, continue to be with us throughout this day, throughout this weekend, and until we come together again, we thank you that you're ordering our steps. We thank you that you're strengthening our hearts, touching our bodies. Thank you that you're giving us clarity of thought and mind. You're downloading the wisdom of God, all circled around the strategies of success in you. And we call ourselves Victoria, Jehovah Victorious, Jehovah Nisi, the banner of victory, waving in our life. I don't care what it looks like. We don't care what it feels like. We know we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, and the word of our testimony is we win. So we love you, Father God. We go out rejoicing. We go out celebrating. We go out thanking you that you alone, Jesus, you are Lord of our lives, of Artists International, of the Master's Call. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Bound to have a blessed weekend. Thanks for all you do. Again, Minister Lance, we love you. We appreciate you. And for all of you listening, we love you the more, and there's nothing you can do about it. Bye-bye.